Hey, tomorrow could be your day to claim a prize. Make sure you go to monsters.fm. One of the prizes is a big green egg mini from Wassey's Meat Market. Thank you, Wassey's. We got tickets to Bruce Springsteen, a bunch of great prizes. Who knows what it'll be tomorrow, but you can go register right now at monsters.fm. It's Monsters 12 Days of Christmas. Very exciting. A lot of people are signing up, and it's cool to give away these great, great prizes. Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Carlos and Ryan Brian Holmes, and now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
This is a public service announcement.
These are all very important.
Monster Sports is brought to you by Monsters.fm. That is our website. The reason it's important for you to go to the website today.
Yes.
We're testing a couple theories, but I'm also helping you guys out.
I like it when you help us out.
All right. So, there's an organization, and they go globally around the world and do the surveys and the searches and everything. Mm-hmm. And they claim that they have found.
What'd they find? Oh, there she is.
The hottest firefighter in all the right. world.
What's his name?
Her name is.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you did your research.
Annika Ikinya, German firefighter. Go to monsters.fm. You'll see the story from the Daily Star, a great publication.
They've got, me.
They got one of her photos. And then I thought it would be prudent on my behalf to help you guys out, because that's a really good photograph they had in the newspaper.
That's nice, yeah. But not really.
But if you go to her Instagram page.
Yeah, deep dive.
Oh, she's like a mix between the big lady from Ted Lasso and Katy Perry.
Annika, yeah.
Wowie wee wee. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Apparently, it's cold in that one picture, Los.
Hey. Is that an iceberg in the front?
Oh, my God. She's a saxophone player.
She does play the sax.
Honestly, look at that saxophone.
That's a nice saxophone.
Click through there. Are there more saxophone pictures? I love a
this
sax.
This is my kind of page, I'll be honest.
My
I
goodness.
Love saxophones.
Yeah.
I love Germans.
I'm a big fan of the turtleneck sweater. That is my favorite thing about
it. Is that enhanced?
Nope.
It is not.
Yeah, you're enhanced. Right, Russ. I do like a nice turtleneck sweater while yes. some woman.
I think she got two turtle shells under that sweater.
Oh my God, turtle power.
And you're right, she looks like Katy Perry.
A little bit. And she looks like the actress from Ted Lasso. She's got that very Nordic, strong, tall, athletic features.
Mm-hmm. And they asked her if she wanted to do modeling. She goes, nope, I love saving people.
She promises. This is how awesome of a firefighter Annika is.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that you guys think I'm the hottest firefighter in the world.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that you guys like my saxophone playing. I'm never going to stop saving people.
That's what she said. Yeah.
She's going to continue to be a fire person.
She also plays the keyboard.
Oh.
The keyboard. Let's see some more keyboard there.
You're trapped in the house. There's a fire. It's in the bedroom. They're screaming. You're passing out. The smoke inhalation's happening. All of a sudden, somebody turns the corner, and there is Annika to save you.
Oh, man.
You probably think you've died and gone to heaven at that point, right?
Now, I'm telling y'all, don't go out and start your homes on fire. There's no guarantee she's going to be the firefighter that's going to come get you because she lives in Germany.
Yeah, she's German.
Especially Germans that listen. We got a lot of Germans that listen.
World's hottest female firefighter starts saucy saxophone career.
But, again,
wow.
I need your guys' input. You need to go to monsters.fm. You need to go check this out. You need to let us know if you agree with the organization. They're called Venus.
Yeah.
It's the Venus Award. If they chose correctly as if she's the hottest fire person.
You know how you get a hold of the German fire department, Angel?
No, I don't.
You dialed 911!
Nice.
You know what? I'm not impressed. Not
really. 9-1-1.
9-1-1.
So feel free to go check that out. Let us know.
The only person familiar with German fire departments and first responders is Ryan Holmes.
Yeah. My firefighter, not that hot.
No?
No. My nurse looked like Adam Murray. And my
Oh, God.
My ambulance driver, not hot. Actually, there were there was hot little EMTs there.
So now you remember.
Go to Monsters.fm. The hottest firefighter in the world is up, and see if you agree with with Angel.
And there's ton of resource material.
I personally have no opinion
For you to check out. Yeah, well, I'm undecided. I need to be. Let me know.
And honestly, Angel, thank you for bringing up this wonderful content, because the fact of the matter is the ladies have had a head start on the hot firefighter thing for, I don't know, 30-something years, because guess what? We don't have that hot, you know, firefighter. Now we do.
All right, NFL Thursday tonight, huge game, important game, massive important game.
Why?
Bills are playing the Patriots.
Oh wow! Well, okay, I need the Patriots to win. Go Patriots! I need the Patriots to win. Go Pats!
I love the Patriots so
Go
much.
Patriots! Because if the Bills win, that kind of ruins my my Dolphins.
You got other things to worry about coming up here the next few weeks with the Miami Dolphins. So it doesn't matter what happens here.
No, it does.
It really doesn't, because you've got the three biggest games of the season.
Well, no, we've got to win our games, but we also I gotta have the Bills lose.
Well, you're not gonna like what Vegas is thinking is gonna happen. No. Vegas has already put the odds out there. They're thinking the Miami Dolphins are going 0-3.
Oh, no.
Yeah, to be honest with you, if I'm a fan, I'm not supposed to say that, right?
Nope, but,
What happens if that happens?
If that happens, someone is back in the game.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No push-ups, baby.
Dolphins. Hold on. So do you want to do the push-up thing next week or not?
Because I don't win $500, right, if I do the push-up thing?
Just so you know, we're all clear. So the Miami Dolphins, the next three games are going to be against the Steelers. Mm. Then they go down, and they're staying in California. They're staying in California.
No. They're playing. No, this week it's.
I'm sorry. The 49ers. I'm sorry. I meant to say the 49ers.
The Chargers.
But they're staying in California for that. They're not coming back home. So they're going to play the 49ers. They're going to play the Chargers. And then they come back and play.
I think it's the Bills, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the Bills. So, but by next week, though, if you do all the push-ups, that means the whole bet is null and void. We're all done. You don't have to.
But I don't win any money that way.
You don't owe me anything. Well, I can make you another bet, you know. After, but you can't afford the $500 bet you bet me.
I can afford a $200 bet.
well, we can cross that bridge when we come to it.
Absolutely insane. You are absolutely insane.
There was a song about that, too.
There was a song about that. Double down, right.
We got to play that, too. Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. But again, this Thursday night football going down.
I'm excited about that. I really hope the Patriots win.
But if the tide turns here, wouldn't that be just so fitting for this season of the Monsters? For, you know, at the end of the season, for people to be like, ooh, what happened with the bet with old Russ and Ryan? Well, I guess we'll have to tune in to January season of the Monster, because it could happen. Hijinks could happen.
Well,
like
here's
that,
the
Russ.
Thing. Yeah, the Dolphins fans know not to get excited. They should know better by now.
And they don't know better.
Wait. So you don't think they're going to win one of the next three games? All they got to do is win one.
I don't think they will win any of the next three games.
You don't think they're going to go over?
So do you want to do a separate bet?
Like
a $200 bet, they'll win one of the three games?
Dong Ryan.
Come on.
This would be different than this $500 thing you're paying off with the
You're chasing the dragon here. So yeah, this is a side bet. Make it worth your while, Ryan.
Make it worth your while.
So if I lose
double meat pizza.
If I
Oh yeah, I forgot it's for pizza. It's not even for money.
How about the extra cheese on those pizzas?
If Vegas is right and the Dolphins don't win any of the next three games, I would give you $200. If the Dolphins win one of the next three games, you give me
pizza.
And this time I'm not giving you any. I'm not saving your ass anything. I want cash money on the barrelhead if you lose. I'm saving you with this $500 because you tell me you can't.
Ryan Holmes, put down your wallet.
You can't afford this.
Ryan Holmes!
What Russ is saying, with this next bet,
$11.
I want him to do it. But you better have the money. No cash on site. We about to fight. Remember that. Okay.
Right. So can I do crypto this time?
No, I don't.
Dogecoin. Do you accept Dogecoin?
I got a lot of Doge.
That fake stuff is going nowhere.
I'll give you all of my Doge.
I don't want no Doge. I got Doge for you right here. Hey, let's take a little break and continue with Monster Sports, because there's some other sports stuff I want to chat with.
I got some ideas.
We got a lot of stuff going on, so don't go anywhere. Oh, go see the hottest firefighter in the world at Monsters.fm and text us and tell us if you agree or not. Yeah, she's okay. She's right, you know.
Someone is texting and saying and claiming that her are fake.
No.
There's no way.
Those are real.
Those are real, right?
Those are real. Yeah. It's a real saxophone.
Only God can make that.
Only God can make that. That's right.
A German God can make that.
Or some German mad scientist.
No,
I guess so.
Those are real.
I don't know. They look different than the ones down there.
Boob Halsey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, boobsy. Decide for yourself. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Be like the smart kids, like the summa cum laude of your workplace.
What?
Tell your smart device to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Radio 104.1. Angel, were you aware that we had detectives in our audience? Many people are texting in and saying, no, those are fake.
They're saying they're augmented?
That's what they're saying. They must be detectives.
Man, you guys are
higher level than we could ever imagine. But you can check it out at Monsters.fm, the hottest firefighter in the world, and see what you think and if you agree. Remember, when you're there, when you stop by there, you can watch yesterday's show if you want to. I put that up from yesterday. And also, I put up the show with Rosie the Monkey picking the winner for the guitar live in studio. If you didn't see that, it's up right now at Monsters.fm. If you didn't see Rosie the Monkey picking the winner of the guitar. Welcome back to the Monsters on a beautiful Thursday. I call this Weekend Eve because I can see the weekend from here. How about you? Carlos is here. Ryan's here, and Angel is still bringing you Monster Sports because there's still sports stuff to handle.
A couple things to handle, Rob, real quickly. Orlando Magic played Atlanta Hawks last night.
Dope!
And it got away from them very quickly. Now, you got to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to go down 21 points by the halftime. You don't.
That's usually not a good idea.
No. We've had so many injuries. And yesterday represented the first time that we actually had both our point guards healthy and playing. And so the guys getting accustomed to their roles again and chemistry and those kind of things. We were trying to get all that. So even though we lost to the Atlanta Hawks 125-108, I thought there were some things that we could capitalize on. But we need to work on offensive rebounds. We got killed on the boards. And then just more time with all our one and number two unit having minutes together on the court. There was a couple flashes of how it could potentially look with these guys.
Right.
And there's some really neat stuff. Because now with Markel there, then everyone can't just key in on Paolo or Franz. You got to start playing them up. And there was a couple really cool moments there. We just got to, bounce back from that, get more minutes, get everybody healthy. I think.
Yeah, it was good to see Markel out there.
Yeah.
Good to see him making some hustle plays.
And Anthony, he was out there too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see, man. It's just they're so young. You see them and they're so
injured.
Good, but and injured. And so we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Speaking of the NBA, so that was here what happened here locally here at home with the Orlando Magic. And, like I said, hopefully they'll get it together here, right?
Because
we're in the middle of a 7-game losing streak.
And we have Nick Anderson coming in on Monday, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm going to holler at Nick about some things. Now, there's other NBA teams, and some of these other NBA teams, from time to time, they get to host dignitaries.
Celebrities. Mm-hmm.
Celebrities,
yeah.
People that we are familiar with,
Yeah.
So, Kate and William, they're part of the royal family. You guys remember watching all that pomp and circumstance when their grandmother died?
I love pomp, but I'm not a big fan of circumstance.
Circumstance. And William's the one that decided, listen, I'm not going to be a royal anymore.
No, that's Harry.
Oh, it's
William's
Harry.
William's the unfortunate one that's got the bald head and looks like his dad.
Oh, the one that used to be hot.
He is. Okay, he is part of the royal family.
Yeah, he's still royal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was William.
They will never be royal.
William and Kate, okay. I got them mixed up for a second, okay.
Yeah, so they decided, hey, we're going to go to America in the middle of, we have this crazy scandal that's going on back home, but we want to talk about that. We're going to go to America. Not only are we going to go to America, we're going to go to Boston.
Hell yeah.
Not only are we going to go to to America and go to Boston. We're going to go to a Boston Celtics game.
In front of a Boston crowd?
In front of a Boston crowd.
Oh, Jesus.
So, the Boston faithful.
Oh.
You know, they noticed they put the William and Kate up on the big screen.
Oh, I bet that went well.
And this is a little bit of the audio.
I got knocked off.
USA.
I love it. Megan's like, I'm actually from the United States.
No, it's Kate.
She's Canadian.
It's Kate.
Do you have the
visual of that, Ryan?
I got knocked off one. I'm trying to get back in.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I was thinking it was the other one.
It's William and Kate.
So they're the real royals.
They're the real royals. Real royals. And the Boston faithful gave them the business, and it was funny to see the stupid look on their stupid faces.
So what, did they look? Did they look upset?
Did they look awkward? Yeah, they didn't know what to do.
Oh, here we go. This is it. If you go to Real Radio Monsters on YouTube, we'll see that. So the crowd in Boston starts chanting USA. Let's see what they
look at that. Look at
kind of rolls her eye. He laughs.
Yeah. Don't forget about 1776. You tea drinking fools, get out of here.
We pour it in the harbor again.
Okay. Remember what we poured out here.
Look at those bottles. They're pointing.
We drink Dunkin' Donuts here, baby.
Yeah. You freaking royal babies.
Oh, yeah, they laughed at first, but now they're not laughing really.
It got awkward.
Super awkward.
Stop shining your head. I can't even see from over here.
Let me ask a question.
The only prince I like's from Minnesota.
So let's say Joe and Dr. Biden, they go over and they go to a soccer match in the U.K.,
They would totally be respectful. No.
You don't think so?
No.
Where? Well, say where. They go to England. Biden's there?
Yeah, well, which
Manchester United.
I'm saying Joe Biden and Dr. Biden.
He goes to a Man U game?
And they go to a Man U game. They walk out and wave at the crowd. What do you think?
Oi! Oi, say president over there!
I think they'd be more respectful than we are in Boston. I'm sorry.
Hey, Boston does what Boston does.
Hey, that's why we love them. But, you know, they're a little loud and a little, outspoken.
And you went to an NBA game. That's what you're going to get.
Shame on you.
Boston NBA game.
Yeah.
You go to San Antonio, that's not happening. Boston lives to just F with people.
Okay, like, that's true. That's the personality of the city. There you go.
If William and Kate come to the Orlando Magic game and they come in.
They're not getting that.
No, if they did,
Orlando would be more hospitable.
Yeah, we'd be polite.
Yeah.
It's because it's Boston.
Also, there's an Irish element to Boston, which is that has the beef That's with true. England itself. So,
what if they go to a Knicks game, New York?
Yeah, they're going to get it.
Hey, Prince, I'm a walking.
Your mother.
your mother. How's your mother? Oh, she's dead.
No. The reason there's a really awesome clip floating around, and this old lady rolls up on this guy, and he's trying to get the guy to get out of the parking space.
Yeah,
and she's like, "You're despicable." And the guy who responds to her is like, "Your mother." And the look on her face is, and it was all over the internet yesterday. I'll see if I can grab that and send it to you guys. It was pretty funny.
So let's say they go to a Chicago game. Chicago's cool. They'll just applaud, right?
Well, now they got to.
It's only New Jersey and New York that's going to give them
and Boston.
In Boston,
yeah,
Jersey, New York, and Boston—they're going to give the USA chant. Everywhere else, they'll probably be hospitable.
What do you think happens if they go to Miami?
Nothing.
They're loved in Miami.
What'll happen is they'll try to get Kate to go to the club and ditch her man.
Right.
No, they'll think they'll say it's the princess, and they'll think it's like J-Lo or something like. Mira, es J-Lo, está aquí, Beyonce, la queen.
A couple little things we'll wrap it up here with. Devin Booker scored 51 points in just three quarters as the Suns crushed the Bulls 132-113. The Yankees are reportedly offering Aaron Judge a deal worth roughly $300 million over 8 years.
Not enough.
With that's $37.5 million annually.
Not enough.
That would make him almost $2 million higher than Mike Trout.
That's not the highest, though, is it? Is Mike Trout the highest?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bryce, or maybe Bryce came first and then Mike.
So
he would be the highest paid then?
I think so, according to what I'm what
you
I have in front of
me. Got to give him the big paycheck, man. I wonder. Yeah, I mean, I knew it was like back and forth, one of the two, but I think Mike is on a longer contract, right?
I think so. I think you're right as well with that. So
they got him trapped over there.
Yeah, that guy. That poor. We're not. No one's ever going to see that guy. He's the best baseball player in the world, and we're not going to see him. They got two of the best baseball players in all of the world, and no one gets to watch them.
No,
nobody.
It sucks. I watch them just late, like Russ watches extra.
Yeah, I do.
And that's my Monster Sports.
Hey, we have some more detectives who are texting in, and they are claiming that those are real on your...
It's a highly contested debate on the texting, dude.
Yeah, a lot of guys, they know you guys have not seen enough real boobs. Those are real. If you go to Monsters.fm, the hottest firefighter in the world, people saying they you can't fake them like that. They wouldn't fake them like that. We are being misled.
Wouldn't they pop if they got hot?
That's a good question.
You drop it if it gets hot.
If you run into a fire with some big old fakers, that could be dangerous.
You know what? He makes a very good point.
I'm asking you guys. It's just us. There's no one else listening.
Yeah.
Right?
It just us. Yeah,
are we allowed to say the word areola?
Yes, yeah, that's a technical medical term.
Yeah, so there's
that's what I'm going to name my daughter.
There's questions.
It's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name. Yeah,
there's questions about the authenticity of that part of her anatomy.
That's why people are saying those are real.
No, but those are pasties that she has under there.
Oh, hold on, let me go look. This is all research, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get a chance to really scrutinize the whole thing, but I just assumed they were.
Oh, yeah, as you did a deep dive into her Instagram.
It's just a curse. Look.
Hold on, let me look.
I thought
here.
They were pasties.
Let's see here.
Because if not, I mean, they're pretty impressive.
Not to disagree with this guy.
A lot of definition there. Yeah, I agree.
There were some pictures of her several years ago where she does not look as, let's say, voluptuous as she does now.
Wait, you went to the very beginning of her page?
Hey, man, I'm researching.
At the bottom, bro?
I'm researching here. This is all for the show.
I'm just saying that if you go to the January 26th post of hers, in her black sports jacket and her white turtleneck sweater.
Okay.
I think that all of that is genuine and real.
You say real.
Yeah.
She does love this is, a saxophone. You
know, this is a...
You gotta go January 20.
Very important.
I'm scrolling. January 26. She's got a lot of photos.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't find her Instagram now. I can only get the pictures that are put up here.
Oh, you got it blocked then. Ha ha.
It must be blocked in a stupid computer. I hate this computer that they gave me.
Holmes, did you find it yet?
I'm scrolling all the way to the bottom. Hold on.
No, it's not at the bottom. It's just January 26th of this year.
It doesn't have dates on them.
Yeah, you do. You gotta click on the... There, right there. That one. Go. Okay, slow, right. Go up one. Right there in the middle.
Right in the middle. The black.
That
black,
one right
black.
There.
Those
look real.
That looks like the monster from Nope.
That's too this week, close.
Sorry.
You know why? Because he's dying to talk about Nope because he loved the movie.
He's made two deep cut references to Nope.
He's throwing out little trails of breadcrumbs, so I'll talk about Nope. It was good. I'm going to watch it again with Mary Ellen, but there's so many Christmas things now that she wants to watch. It's like it's getting...
Oh, we started the... The Ryan Reynolds one.
Oh,
we started
what'd you think?
We just with a 2-year-old watching, and it was good. I could already tell it was good.
It was great.
We watched the first 10-15 minutes, and then we had all this had put the kids to bed and all these different things. But it was good, and I could tell. But it was one of those where I was like, I can't watch this with the 2-year-old running around. I really want to enjoy it.
Well, sorry, she's bringing you down.
Yeah,
these kids bring down the Christmas field.
2-year-old and
most 2-year-olds. Yeah. But no, she's just sitting there, and she's like, watch. She's like, yeah, this is entertaining for like 2 seconds. Peppa Pig, please.
Peppa Pig.
Right. But Lennon will like it, I think.
Yeah. She was kind of like, what is this? Like,
no, I think Peppa Pig land opened up over there near Legoland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We weren't thinking we were going to head out there before, but now it looks like Bluey's gone. Peppa's in.
Oh, good. So. Hey, I'm talking about Christmas stuff.
Tonight is
the Dolly Parton Christmas special thing, and I saw a little clip from it. It looks pretty cool because what she's doing
is...
It's
like a variety show?
No, it's like, it's kind of like, okay, it's a show, but it's the reality of Dolly Parton goes, hey, we should do a Christmas special at Dollywood. So she's playing herself and she's like, hey, let me just call my friends. And she basically calls her friends and they, so it's like part reality, part,
nice.
Fantasy. Mm. And, she's doing Dolly Partonisms, they ask.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love those.
They asked her
Michael Bublé one. Did you see that one?
With Dolly Parton?
No, they got them all now. Like I haven't seen the Dolly Parton one, but I'll watch it tonight. Michael Bublé one was on the other night, and it's kind of like, you know, the variety show, and everybody comes in, it's like, hey, it's my friend. It's Baba Ba, and he walks through the door. I like all that cheesiness during Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, so it's good to have some new Christmas stuff to check out. I still need to finish Wednesday because I was really digging it, but there's just a bunch of stuff going on right now. But, anyway, so tonight is that Dolly Parton thing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. If you want to win that mini big green egg or tickets to see Bruce Springsteen, or maybe you want to win a getaway in St. Augustine, $100 at Twin Peaks, whatever. We got a bunch of great prizes. 12 days of Christmas with the Monsters. Just go to monsters.fm and you can register there. We made it possible for you to get more than one entry. Now, if you want to just do one entry, I get to see the reports and stuff. A lot of people just did the one entry. But remember, if you click on and let's say follow me on Twitter or follow, you know, Carlos on Instagram or the Monster Instagram, you get like 25 extra entries. So, depending on how many you want to enter, just kind of click, 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 and you could be a part of that. Right, Carlos?
Russ, this is so cool because just like anybody else, our listeners, sometimes they need a little push, a little carrot, if you will. And the amount of followers and new listener faces and profiles that I've been seeing because they've done that. They got the extra entries, which is just a brilliant thing to do, is so cool. I've been trying to hit back people. If you message me,
trying to keep up to speed within the last 24 hours with all the new listeners or the new followers, I'm like, it's been a little overwhelming.
It's awesome. So
I'll get back to all y'all, but, you know, damn.
I'm trying to answer I got all these new people on Twitter, and I'm like, okay, if you ignore Twitter, they're not going to stay there. So I'm trying to make sure I interact with people and all that, because that's the whole idea of it. So, it's giving us extra work, but it really is neat to see how many people listen to the Monsters still. God bless you. It's been about 30 years, and now it's stronger than ever. Thank you so much. I sure do appreciate it for sure. Yes, Angel.
So just paying it forward kind of thing. I don't know if you get a moment. So, you know, we did the PSA and I wanted to make sure everyone's aware about the hottest firefighter in the world. And
that
everything.
Is a public service announcement.
Just, you know, letting people go out there know that.
Highly debated, by the way.
It's highly debated on the texting 77031. Let us know what you think. But, I guess guys are feeling like they want to pay it forward and they're like, oh, you want to argue about it? You should check this out. And apparently there's an Instagram account for Combat Barbie. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to look at there.
I like both of those things, though.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I love combat. I mean, Barbie, the female, like, version, yeah. Barbie doll's cool, too, I guess.
So,
Combat Barbie. Okay.
Oh, okay. Understood.
Is she tougher? Who wins in a fight between a firefighter and Combat Barbie? I can't even say it. Combat Barbie.
Combat
Barbie.
You know what?
Barbie has no weapons. Firefighter.
That would be a great poll to put up if somebody was, quick like a whip.
I got a poll up right now.
Okay. I'm just throwing that at you. Whatever. Where was I going? I have four different ways to go. I'm going to go right here. I think this is going to be more fun. I found a lot of times.
Said that before.
A lot of times, you know, I'm waiting for the next movie I'm excited about to see in the movie theater. I haven't had one in a while because I really didn't care about Black Panther because it wasn't my thing. There was another one I really didn't care. Really nothing yet until now. Until I saw this new trailer, and I'm gonna tell you what, this looks awesome. If you have not seen the trailer for Cocaine Bear, man, that looks good. And I know it sounds silly. It is. We talked about it yesterday. It's based on a true story. This really happened where I guess somehow a plane either crashed or whatever, and they throw cocaine out into the woods. And a bear gets all and eats all this cocaine and goes crazy. And I can't tell if this movie is a comedy because there's funny parts, or a complete horror movie because they show them ripping people up. It's confusion. What did you think about the trailer? Did you see it, Carlos?
I saw the image, and I was like,
you didn't see the trailer.
I didn't see the trailer. If Ryan will play some of it, I'll watch it.
You got to make sure the volume's off on that, dude.
I saw it was Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta
looks great.
Yeah. This is before,
rest in peace.
Before he passed.
And yeah, after he passed, it'd be weird.
Yeah. They kind of deep faked him, you know.
Is he the bear?
Good point.
But the bear, some of it looks, here we go. This is cocaine bear, all right? And
so real quick, pause right there. That kid right there,
yeah.
That first, he became a internet sensation because he was the guy that was doing the employee at the IKEA store.
Okay.
And that's how he became famous on social media. And because of his stardom and social media, becoming a huge sensation.
Yeah.
He lands this role in this movie.
Hey, the director of this movie, isn't it the same woman that did that last movie that I liked a lot what was the one about Okay Darling or Okay it's Okay Dear or It's Okay Darling or whatever that was?
Oh, yeah,
with Harry Styles.
No, I don't think that's Olivia Wilde.
Elizabeth Banks is who did this movie.
Elizabeth Banks.
Oh,
okay.
Elizabeth Banks is the comedian, right?
Oh, okay.
She's the lady from Charlie's the Hunger Angels. Games that was all.
She does Charlie's Angels and she's done Pitch Perfect.
That's
I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Pitch Perfect. Okay. Can you keep showing it or no? Or are you getting in trouble?
I can show it and stop it and show it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The system I've worked on.
It's Cocaine Bear, and I got to tell you, part of it looks like, oh my God, this is a horror movie, and another part, it's hilarious because the bear starts scooting across the...
Oh, I thought this was a one-off kind of funny thing when you shared it, Angel, but I'm watching this now, and if Elizabeth Banks directed this,
is funny.
This is going to be a hit.
Yeah, it's a full-fledged movie.
Oh, my God.
That's something I would do.
Yeah, this is a comedy.
That scene right there. The bear ate the cocaine!
But then, I know you say it's a comedy, but then they show the bear tearing a guy up and ripping his limbs off.
Yeah,
and
why
some
not?
Dark
you can
comedy.
Mix that now. Yeah. You know, we can do that. Now, look at White Lotus. I mean, we're seeing scenes in there that are, I know it's not the same thing, but like graphic stuff and then really funny stuff. This looks good.
The kids.
So it's a true story of an infamous bear who ate 70 pounds of, or 70 pounds of drugs were thrown out of there. The bear got his hands on a couple kilos of it. And this all happened in 1985.
Wow.
I love it.
It looks good. I mean, once again, they go back and forth with it being horrific and then it being funny.
This scene, yeah, right here.
This is hilarious. This is hilarious. What are you talking about?
I think the best thing about all of this is this. And with everything that's going on in Hollywood and everything,
yeah,
this crazy ass story, there was a studio that said, what? A cocaine bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to give you however much it costs to make this movie. Go make this movie. It's irreverent. It's Hollywood being its most Hollywood in a long time. This is a gamble. They don't know if it's going to be successful or not.
They don't know if it's going to be successful, yeah.
I think they're getting an inkling because of the popularity of the trailer and everything.
Yeah.
But it's neat to see that somewhere still in Hollywood, there's a studio, there are people that are willing to take a shot on just being ridiculous.
Hey, let me ask this question, too. I was thinking about this the other day. We always talk about how many platforms there are, and I've got everyone of them, like because if we're going to talk about a show, I got to be able to watch it, so I got all the platforms. Yeah. But isn't it funny how now, I mean, anything that's on regular TV, network TV, or whatever, you know, it's always regulated. Oh, you know, the public doesn't want to hear dirty words, the public doesn't want to see nudity, the public, and that is not popular. All these other platforms have the F word, whatever. I mean, like, I'm watching Yellowstone the other day, and the F word's being dropped, and all these other platforms are much more popular because obviously.
Started dropping the F word?
Oh, well, not just now. They've always done it, but I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they just took that next step and they were like, oh, screw it, because that's always kind of been the way it's like, oh, like Walking Dead dropped that the other day, too, or was it S word or F word? Anyway, I know what you're saying, though, Russ. Like, they're playing by the rules, broadcast TV, and then everybody else is like, screw that.
There are no rules, and that's more popular, you know? I wonder if one day your network television will be like, okay, listen, these words are just words.
But it's not the networks. Remember, it's the FCC. They're governed by the FCC.
But I'm wondering if they will one day loosen up.
No. It's because it's a political, it's all been politicized.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what if we have, you know, let's say, we have President Matthew McConaughey, he might, you know.
I always think it's weird because it feels like we're fighting with one arm tied behind our back with like what we can do versus what everybody else can do. Like, I wouldn't want to see this show go blue by any means, but like, I don't want to have the constant threat of like $100,000 fine over me. You know what I mean?
I mean, I see what you're saying. That's the thing about like your podcast or your serious.
It's the art of what we do, though.
Serious, being able to obtain an audience without using those kind of words or being more creative about how we say them is part of the
trick.
Tone
that line, walking that dance. That's part of
being able to say tease.
You can.
I can't say the word.
You can.
All right.
We used to.
Now, what happens afterward, that's on you.
Right. That one we used to be able to say. We did bits around that.
But you can say it after 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Yay.
Yeah. But, okay, when you listen, if you listen to a talk show on XM Radio or something like that or a podcast and they're able to use that kind of language, does it make you like it better?
I just feel like it's more real.
Okay, yeah, I get that. There are some shows I listen to, and the F word will just slip out, but it's not like forced in. Oh, we can say it, so F.
Right,
you know, but because you know, when real people talk, they sometimes those words sometimes slip out. But when it's forced too much, I think it's too much.
Right, it's also lazy. You know, there's so many better words you can use a lot of the times, and people like kind of rely on that. You know, like it doesn't paint the picture. I guess that is the benefit of doing it this way. You have to go paint a bit more of a mental image than just throwing out a swear word, right?
Yeah.
Which is like the easiest way to go.
Yeah.
So I've changed my mind.
Well, I'm glad I can help you.
That's how it works. You came full circle.
That's cute. That's awesome. If you remember, you want to enter this contest because tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock we're going to give out a name. You got to call right away, and if you call, you win the prize. It's 12 days of Christmas. We want to thank Wassey's Meat Market for the big green egg and all the great prizes that we have. It's at Monsters.fm, and you can also go to Monsters.fm there, and you be the detective and tell Angel whether that is the hottest firefighter in the world or not. He's reading your text as we speak, and I don't know that he's made a decision yet.
I know. Yeah. There's many compelling arguments.
Yeah, so you can sway him one way or the other. You can text us at 77031. When we come back, Carlos, are you taking us to the top?
15 years married today, and I got some tips on how to get there, at least to 15.
Oh, let me get my notebook. Exactly. I need to write this down.
All the things that I did wrong.
Oh.
That I learned how to do right over years that you can maybe...
That should be my book.
Yeah.
All the things I've done wrong.
All the things I've done wrong before.
There you go. All right, we'll do that when we return. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Monsters Morning.